Salt Lake City is home to two resettlement agencies that help refugees acclimate to life in the U.S. Sometimes it takes more than that for refugees to feel welcome in their new communities. KUER's Nicole Nixon checks in with a Salt Lake City program that aims to fill the gap.
On a weekday evening, it's quiet at the Salt Lake City and County building, but on the top floor, a dozen people are going through an orientation.
So again, if any of these become a challenge, it's your opportunity to discuss about it.
The volunteers will soon be matched with refugee families who, while not exactly new to the U.S., may need some help or just a friend.
One of the greatest needs that's missing is friendship with the mainstream community. And so we started the program at just looking at how can we develop friendship between refugees and the general mainstream community.
Fatima Deary is the city's refugee community liaison. She runs the program that was created in 2015 and says right now 180 volunteers from all over the Wasatch Front are serving about 250 refugee families. They can help with everything from advanced English and computer skills to finding work or taking a driving test. Ryan Gibbons has been a program volunteer for a year and a half. He got his whole family involved and became close friends with a family of refugees from Bhutan.
You're like, these people are amazing, and they're so just kind and humble and hardworking, and I get to help them out a little bit, so that was pretty special.
Since President Trump first proposed a refugee travel ban, Deary says more refugees are looking for friends in their new homes.
And not feel like they need to hide and not let their story be known, because we want people to know that refugees are making an impact, they're part of our community, they're paying their taxes, they're working, they're going to school.
The city hosts an orientation for interested volunteers once a month. Deary says they're always looking for family mentors and people to help with skill development. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.